Today on Introductions, our guest is 18-year-old saxophonist Russell Kearns, an alum of the Merritt School of Music in Chicago who just started at Northwestern University. He's prepared for us a very interesting program of music, including a new piece composed in 2008 by Ilya Levinson of the University of Chicago, as well as music by Jacques Ibert and Alfred Desenclos. That's all coming up after this short break. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and our guest is 18-year-old saxophonist Russell Kearns, who graduated in the spring from Proviso Math and Science Academy in Forest Park. He was also a student at the Merritt School of Music's Alice S. Felser Tuition-Free Conservatory, where he studied with both Sean Tracy and Brian Polacek. He just started a few weeks ago at Northwestern University, where he studies now with Dr. Frederick Hemke. Russell is a former member of the Merritt Honors Saxophone Quartet, which won several awards, including at the Midwest Young Artists Chamber Music Competition and a competition of the Elmhurst Symphony Orchestra. And he has also performed the first piece we're going to hear this hour at Symphony Center in downtown Chicago. Well, welcome to WFMT, Russell. First, why don't you tell us what the first piece is that we're going to hear?
Well, the first piece is the Concertino da Camera by Jacques Ibert, and it was originally written for chamber orchestra, so 13 other instruments instead of a full orchestra is the correct orchestration, and started playing it the summer of my junior year, and it's one of the standards in the classical saxophone repertoire, and it's a really great piece.
How did you get to perform at Symphony Center, and what was that like?
Well, there's the Merritt School of Music concerto competition in winter of 2010, and I played the Ibert at that competition, and I got honorable mention, but it was really close between me and the person who won, they said, so they felt bad that I wasn't able to perform, So they gave me the opportunity to play at Symphony Center, which is what the winner was able to do as well.
Well, what an experience. So what was it like right before you went on stage?
Well, I was really nervous because I never performed on a stage quite that large, and really not that many get the opportunity to.
So do you have any tips for how to become less nervous now that you've had that experience?
Well, what I did was just try and get my mind off of it by talking to as many people as possible. Mm-hmm. So
before we hear the piece, can you tell us a little bit about it? Well, for example, what's your favorite part of this piece by Jacques Ibert?
Say my favorite part is definitely the opening of the first movement because it showcases kind of like the neoclassical style and how it was somewhat influenced by jazz, because there's a little pseudo-jazz kind of... runs and licks, and it's really cool.
And so. I understand the runs can get pretty crazy in this.
Right. It's a very challenging piece because the entire first movement is basically 16th note runs, and it's really hard to just go up and nail it. So,
well, why don't you get your saxophone ready? We're going to hear first the Concertino da Camera by Jacques Ibert. 18-year-old Russell Kearns is our saxophone soloist, and he'll perform this hour with pianist Sharon Peterson here on Introductions.
Thank you. Thank you.
18-year-old saxophonist Russell Kearns in the Concertino da Camera by Jacques Ibert. Sharon Peterson joined him on piano. Russell just started his freshman year at Northwestern University. In the spring, he graduated from the Proviso Math and Science Academy and the Merritt School of Music's tuition-free conservatory. That was fantastic, Russell. You weren't kidding about those runs throughout the whole piece, but I also loved the contrasting movement in the middle. Do you remember when you first picked up the music and looked at those runs?
I've heard so many recordings of it, and I really wanted to play it just like Marcel Mule did, because he was like my favorite player. And I don't know, it was just really frustrating because I'm like, oh God, I'm never gonna sound like him. But it's a work in progress always. So
it sounds like the recordings kind of kept you motivated to keep practicing it.
Yeah.
And you must have been, as we mentioned before, you have performed this in Symphony Center with some of your former fellow students at the Merritt School of Music. When you did that, you were what, 17 or 16?
I was 17.
So you started this piece when you were 16.
Yes.
So it's been you've been with this piece for a few years. How has it changed since your first public performance?
Well, technically Symphony Center was the first public performance, but mm-hmm. competitions and stuff, I've played it as well. But I guess I definitely play it faster than I used to.
So you think you'll still hang out with this piece for a little while longer?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you can listen to that piece again on our website, wfmt.com/introductions, which is also where you can do what Russell did and upload an audition to perform on Introductions. We welcome your YouTube auditions, or you could just send us a music file. We also welcome your comments, visit our Facebook page, or send a note to introductions@wfmt.com. We're going to take a short break now. When we return, we'll hear Russell in a newer work by local composer Ilya Levinson and in music by French composer Alfred Desenclos. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Introductions. I'm David Polk. If you're just joining us, our guest this hour live in WFMT's Love and Performance Studio is 18-year-old saxophonist Russell Kearns. He just started at Northwestern University. In the spring, he graduated from the Proviso Math and Science Academy and was a student in the Merritt School of Music's Alice S. Felser Tuition-Free Conservatory, where he studied with both Sean Tracy and Brian Polacek. At Northwestern, he studies with Dr. Frederick Hemke. He's an accomplished chamber and solo performer, having won several awards with the Merritt Honors Saxophone Quartet, which we've had on this program before. And he soloed at Symphony Center. We just heard the piece that he soloed with. And it sounds like, Russell, that the Merritt School of Music, whose main building is in the Chicago's West Loop, has been a very important part of your musical life so far. So tell us a little bit about the Merritt School of Music.
Well, the Tuition-Free Conservatory is a program for students from ages around 10 to 17 to take Saturday classes and to really try and excel in each instrument. There's voice, jazz, orchestra, wind ensemble, many different facets you could.
And you actually took classes through Merritt at your high school, is that correct?
Yes. Merritt has a Bridges program where they go out to schools in the South Side, West Side, all over the place in the Chicagoland area, and start up music programs for low expense so that children are able to experience mm-hmm. music.
So they essentially taught you how to play saxophone from the very beginning. Or
yes.
At least helped you accelerate in the middle. So it was from the very beginning. But in the very beginning, you were supposed to play the clarinet, right? How did saxophone actually happen?
Well, in sixth grade, I decided to do band. And I was originally assigned to play clarinet because we weren't really able to pick our instruments. So I went to the music store to go buy it. And they didn't have any, so the owner's like, oh, why don't you play saxophone? So I'm like, okay.
I have an extra saxophone to rent. Why don't you just play it?
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. What did your band director say when you brought to school a saxophone instead of a clarinet?
Well, kind of yelled at me. He's like, you're supposed to play clarinet, so I don't know what you're doing here with this. So he almost didn't let me play, but then...
Uh-huh. It's a good thing that he did.
Yeah.
And so if he's listening right now, I'm sure he's very happy that he let you play the saxophone. Mm. But although he probably had who knows how many saxophones in the section that year.
Yeah.
Well, the interesting thing about saxophone is that the repertoire is there's always something new for the saxophone all the time, including the next piece that you're going to perform for us, which was just composed in 2008. by Ilya Levinson, who is a lecturer at the University of Chicago. Tell us a little bit about how you came across this next piece and what it sounded like and what it sounds like, and also what it's called.
Well, it's called a serenade for saxophone, and before each quarter in Northwestern in the music school, we all have to do auditions to see what ensemble we're in. And this year, Dr. Hemke for fall quarter picked this piece, so started learning it in August, and I thought it was good to play because it's definitely a change of pace from the other two pieces I'm playing, because it's unaccompanied first off, and then it's more in the modern style, where the other two are neoclassical and romantic. So
this was a little bit of a repertoire stretcher for you.
Yeah.
But in a good definitely. Way. Well, I can't wait to hear this piece now. We're going to hear the Serenade by Ilya Levinson. 18-year-old Russell Kearns is our guest today live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio. So let's hear this next piece.
Thank you.
Music by Chicago composer Ilya Levinson. We heard his Serenade performed by 18-year-old saxophonist Russell Kearns, who just started at Northwestern University a few weeks ago. In the spring, he graduated from the Proviso Math and Science Academy and the Merritt School of Music, which is the institution that taught him how to play the saxophone some years ago. That was fantastic, Russell. Ilya Levinson really throws some saxophone tricks at you. What was the most unexpected technique you had to use in that piece?
Well, definitely flutter tongue, because I didn't know how to do it before I learned the piece, so mm-hmm. I had to learn it for the piece, which is what you heard several times. So
that's a really long time to play by yourself on saxophone, isn't it? Or is it about normal?
It all depends. There's a lot of pieces unaccompanied that uh-huh. are varied in length. So.
And the rhythm is so interesting in that piece. Is this something that you just have to learn without the saxophone first, or a lot of metronome work? How do you put all this in your brain?
Just lots of work with a metronome subdivided.
Uh-huh. So. And very slowly at first.
Right.
Well, that was really interesting and a great piece to add to this program. We're going to end with something in just a moment, but before we do that, I want to ask you, you are a performance major at Northwestern, right? Saxophone performance?
Actually, I'm music education.
Oh, music education, okay. Yes. So what is your dream job when you're out of school?
Well, I don't really think I'll be able to become a university professor right off the bat, but that's my goal. But out of college, I definitely want to start teaching like a high school band. Or a wind ensemble, something along those lines.
So I know you've only been in college for about 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, but I wanted you to talk to a student listening right now who's thinking about which instrument they want to play. Why should they choose the saxophone?
Well, definitely because there's more and more pieces being written for it, and music is moving to a new style, and saxophone's very good for it for the many different things we can do with it. It's uh-huh. one of the most versatile instruments there is. So,
well, that's a good selling of the saxophone. Maybe you'll have a couple of new customers after this program. So what are we going to end with this hour?
It's a Prelude, Cadence et Finale by Alfred Desenclos, and it's another one of the very good pieces in the saxophone repertoire. And I began learning it my senior year, and now I'm working on it with Dr. Hemke. And the piece holds very sentimental value to him, because when he went to the Paris Conservatory, before they are able to graduate, they have like a final exam, and composers from around France will compose the pieces for each instrument. So this piece was composed for his year. And he was able to get the Premier Prix, or the first prize, and he was the first non-French saxophonist in the Paris Conservatory to win that.
So. Wow. So your professor pretty much owns this piece.
Yes.
So what is it like as a student to teach under the guy who kind of pioneered this work?
I just think it's one of the best opportunities there is, because... Uh-huh. he knows how to play it, and it's just great to learn from him. So,
what's some advice that he's given you specifically about this piece and just about performing in general in your 2 weeks of lessons with him so far?
Well, definitely do be more relaxed when I play it, because when I first came in, I started to make it sound forceful, but it's supposed to be more relaxed and lighter as opposed to more of a darker, because it's the French style. Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to hear this piece by Alfred Désenclos. We're going to hear the Prélude, Cadence et Finale, performed by 18-year-old saxophonist Russell Kearns, and pianist Sharon Peterson is going to join him again on this piece. You're listening to Introductions.
Thank you.
Music by Alfred de Saint-Cloud. We heard his Prelude, Cadence et Finale performed by 18-year-old saxophonist Russell Kearns with pianist Sharon Peterson. Russell graduated in the spring from Proviso Math and Science Academy and the Merritt School of Music's Alice S. Felser Tuition-Free Conservatory, and he just started a few weeks ago at Northwestern University. Thank you, Russell, so much for joining us this morning. That was a fantastic program. You must feel such a sense of accomplishment after all those pieces, but you have so many more pieces to learn. You're just getting started in college, but I would say that you're off to a great start. What's the number one piece of advice you would give to a WIN student just starting out right now?
Well, no amount of practice is too much. And always practicing slow, because if you try and go too fast, you'll never get it as perfect as you would if you play it slow. So just
good advice for any music student. Well, thanks again, Russell. You can listen to this program again, find the complete program and audition and upload an audition to perform on Introductions by visiting our website, wfmt.com/introductions. We welcome your comments about the series. Our address is introductions@wfmt.com, or just find us on Facebook. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. Our engineer today was Peter Serban, and our theme music was performed by Trio Vita. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again in 2 weeks. Next week is Operathon here on WFMT.